This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, girls, you are being judged in the workplace by the fellas, and something you're probably overlooking. And Tom, if you were a girl, boy, you'd really be in big trouble.
Yeah, I'm ugly. Yeah.
No, it ain't that. No. I want all the girls to go ahead and put your hands out in front of you and look at your nails.
Oh, yeah.
1 in 4 managers say they notice if a woman's nail polish is chipped, and it means they're nervous and unprepared.
Okay, I don't have chipped nail polish at all.
I know, but I'm just saying you bite your nails down so much.
Yeah, if I was a girl, I would probably wear those press-on things.
Those Lee press-on nails?
And then I don't know if that would help me out or not. I don't know if I would bite those, too.
You wouldn't want to. If your nails look good, you're going to be less likely to stick them in your mouth.
You know nothing about biting nails.
I did. I used to bite my nails.
Nothing to do with that. It's just it's a habit. It's just something you stick your finger in your mouth and it doesn't feel quite perfect. So you're like, I'm going to get that edge perfect. And the next thing you know, you have pulled it all the way down to where you're bleeding.
I think you need some therapy with your nails. I mean, there's some serious things going on there.
I used to bite my nails. Absolutely. I know exactly what it's like.
Hi, Heidi.
Exactly.
So you fixed it by having them look good.
Exactly. I started by that and telling myself how gross and disgusting it was and how insecure it made you look and how
amateur.
The germs were in your mouth from the bottom of your fingernails, how gross it is. Thank
you. If you really knew how to bite your nails, you wouldn't let any of those things stop you.
She's judging you, Tom.
I am.
Yeah, and she used to be a nail biter. Yeah. See how people, when they change, they look down on others.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
I do.
It's like when people quit smoking.
They treat you like crap.
Yeah, they treat the smokers like crap, and you used to be in that smoking crowd.
I used to, and it smells bad. It makes you stink, makes the thing around. You smell
She's
bad.
Got a kind of a bad personality.
You're very judgmental today, Heidi.
I'm a quitter. Okay. And I'm proud of it.
You know what? That's what you are. You're just a quitter. You are a quitter.
When I start a bad habit, I stick to it.
Exactly,
Tom.
Thank you.
Okay. So anyway, ladies, girls, look at your hands and see your fingernails. Heidi, yours look pretty good.
Pretty good.
Yeah, they're not great. I mean, they look good. I'm just saying they're not great.
Kidding me?
I like the French manicures.
That's coming back now. That used to be out, but now it's back. But
I know.
I like my nails. I thought
she
did a great job. Constance.
They're gray.
Yeah.
No, it's not. It's not that she did a bad job. I'm just talking about your nails. They should be a little bit longer, to be honest. Are you biting them again?
No. I can't get through this gel polish. Are you kidding?
Okay.
No.
But fellas at workplace judging nail polish, and then they say 1 in 5 managers notice split ends.
What's a split end?
Right here. Let me show you.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wait. No,
that's plumber's crack.
HR.
Okay.
On your hair, if your ends are
well,
dry.
Yeah, but I thought you were talking about fingernails.
No. Well, that's the number one thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I was like, man, that's a bad fingernail habit there.
Okay, but split ends. This is with your hair. And they say it means a woman's lazy. How could they come to that conclusion?
Well, it takes time to go to the salon. It costs money, too. So I think that's the bad judgment
of
somebody.
But not only the salon. Is it just washing your hair every day? You can get rid of your split ends?
No, you can put oils on it and stuff, but still you need to get a regular trim.
Here's what happens. A boss doesn't pay his employee enough money to go get a nice salon job, and then he looks down on them and goes, wow, look how tacky they look. My employees are crappy people. Because they don't pay you enough to begin with to go get what you need to do to look nice. And so it's the boss.
We need a mobile hairdresser.
We need a better boss.
Yeah,
no,
just looking
don't.
At you, Heidi. That was wrong, Tom.
I was trying to be positive.
Okay.
I didn't get it.
Oh, smudge mascara is something else that they look for. They say that if they see a woman with a smudge mascara, it means that they stayed up partying late last night.
I do that one.
Okay, you do.
A lot of times, if they come in all made up, I suspect they just haven't been home.
Okay.
Certain people.
Okay.
Well, if you're doing, you know how hard it is to put on mascara in the car. You hit a bump, it's all over the side of your face.
Okay.
So and if you don't, have a Q-tip, stop Heidi from coming in.
You don't have a Q-tip with you, you can't get it off. And then the more you lick your finger or try to get it off, it smears all over the place. So no.
Okay, so you just leave it on.
I can
the
understand
night
smeared.
We just call her Rocky Raccoon.
Okay. A nice tan means that she doesn't spend enough time at work.
Oh, nah. Great. So now you look bad. If you look bad on your fingernails and your split ends, you're a lousy worker. But if you get a tan, you're a lousy worker.
If you had all of that done and looking good, he's thinking your boss is thinking he's paying you too much money.
Okay.
If you look that good, all at the same time.
Because you're going to get your 16-point check, make sure everything's in top-notch shape.
If you look that good, you can probably get the boss to do anything you want.
Okay. Well, then these are big turnoffs when it comes to trying to get a job with an interview. They say if the girl has a black bra underneath a white top.
Yeah. Hmm.
That looks like
tacky.
Maybe in a nightclub, but not at a at an interview.
Okay. I'm cool with it.
Okay. If Tom was hiring you, that's something you should do.
Right.
Also, an ironed shirt, the shirt that's not ironed, is a big turnoff when it comes to an interview. And high-waisted pants for guys and a comedy like a funny tie is bad for the guys. I think that'd probably be bad for the girls, too.
Yeah.
Okay. So you're being judged at work, apparently, by how you look. So dress it on up, girls. Dress it up.
I was leaving here one day, and the lady in the lobby was like, wow, is it casual Wednesday?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.